Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
All right, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to Fiji, of all places. This is the third or fourth season that they've been doing Fiji as the set. We are Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of the Living Geeks Network. And it's been a long, long time since I've actually done an intro, because now I am all nice and moved into my new place, and I can have my setup. I'm not doing it on my iPad anymore. So I'm Nick. I'm a host. Andy, say something.
You know, Jeff said that he'd be happy to do this in Fiji until the end of time.
All right. I didn't need editorial. I just needed you to say something so people would know what your voice sounded like. And now, Brian, say something so that people know what your voice sounds like.
I think this is more like the 1,000th season in Fiji.
Yeah. Fiji's a beautiful island. It's a wonderful place. Everything's great. Blah, 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 blah. But remember when they would, like, go to Gabon or Australia? They did Africa the one time. I don't know what country they were in.
Cambodia one was good, too.
Cambodia, Philippines. I mean, there's a lot of places you can go.
China
was
like, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that they're on the beach and there's trees behind them. That's, you know, really doesn't matter where it is.
What I would like is for the winter one to be on an island. That sounds really good because it's winter and everything's freaking cold. So you want that kind of background. But like the spring one, can we get something different? Can we get I'm trying to come up with a place. Czechoslovakia. Wait, that doesn't exist anymore. I don't know. Just something that's...
Maybe we flip it. So in the winter one, we do Fiji. And in the summer one, we do like Siberia.
No, they'll never do a cold one. That's too much of a liability. It's real easy to freeze to death. Yeah. But, you know,
Really easy to freeze a toe to death, at least.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, it's just something. Like, maybe go do Australia again. All right, anyway, this season, our wonderful, wonderful gimmick is heroes versus healers versus hustlers, or as I'm going to be calling it from here on out, arbitrary group 1 versus arbitrary group 2 versus arbitrary group 3.
One of the communities, one of the Survivor communities calls it Triple H season.
Oh, yeah. The original plan was to have Triple H's theme song playing at the beginning of each episode, and Brian said he would get that for me, but failed, so that's not going to happen.
I totally forgot about that.
Maybe
I'll get it to you
before
tomorrow.
Yeah, if you can. Just steal it, rip it. A, number one, no one listens to this, so WWE will not find out. B, number two, if they find out, we'll just re-edit these things and remove it. It's not a big deal.
Certainly nobody listens to these episodes.
Exactly. No one wants that.
If they find out, they'll be saying, we're not getting paid, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, take all of the money from this thing. All right, so just based off of that, heroes, healers, and hustlers.
Isn't that insulting to the healers? Aren't heroes and healers kind of the same thing?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking that too. And hustlers gives you a weird sort of vibe of like, these are people. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Correct, Brian. But no, apparently they're just people who work really hard. So you have people who work really hard, you have heroes, and you have healers. And it really is three of the same thing.
I mean, no, I mean, there's subtle differences, right? Like, the heroes are the people who, like have the, like, put the team on their back kind of mentality. The healers, you could say, are like, I when I read healers, I hear more of like the like yoga, spiritual, granola kind of a vibe going on, which a couple of these people definitely do have.
Oh, a bunch of them do.
Yeah. And then I think healers is better than hippies, which is probably what they were thinking for that tribe. And then hustlers is like, fucking bellhop.
Yeah. But like a hero in this case, we have a firefighter who's a hero. They apparently are not hustlers. Firefighters, they don't work hard. And they definitely don't heal anyone.
The one person.
When the water does all the work.
Yeah.
And the one person on this season who literally has a medical degree isn't
a healer. Yeah. I don't know. It's all kinds of weird. So we got our three arbitrary groups. I was going to say, which of these three arbitrary groups are you most interested in? But who cares? You know what I mean? It's going to let, you know, we should set up our first bet now of when this whole hero, hustler, healer, whatever thing is going to end and they're going to merge the tribes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot we have our regular bets that we do, huh?
Yeah.
What are they? There's the Deadpool bet. There's the Week of Merge debt bet. What else was there usually?
I forget. It's been a while since we've done this, you guys.
We're mixing up the tribes.
Yeah, that's what we meant. Or that's what I meant, rather. I'm sorry.
I'll drop your buffs. Drop your buff bet.
Boy, you know...
Drop your buff. I'm putting it right now.
It's been so long since we've done this. I have legit forgotten what... Hey, listeners, why don't you feel free to contact us? Tell us what we're doing wrong.
I already said
you don't exist.
Well, if we don't get any feedback, it'll all be according to plan.
If we get no feedback, we'll assume that we're just doing everything perfectly and we're the greatest podcast to ever exist. All right, anyway.
Let's be real here. We care less about their feedback than if they go to patreon.com/NOTLG and support the network and give us money. I care about that more.
This is true. All right, well, in that case, we'll start our... Well, no, let's do our bets first. So we'll do the Deadpool. Who wants to go first on that one? Because I don't really know.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to say it's going to be, what was her name? Lauren. She's on the Hustler tribe. I don't know if the Hustlers are going to win or lose their first one or whatever. I know I kind of go with whatever tribe I feel like is the weakest, which in this case would be the Healers. But Lauren just seems like the worst in terms of Survivor. So Lauren Rimmer, I'm gonna say you.
Are you basing that on her video or something? Because I don't know. Like I was reading her thing and she seemed all right to me.
Yeah, because she says in her video a couple times like she's confrontational. She doesn't like when she's not in charge. She always feels like she needs her opinion to be heard. And I'm like, none of these things go well in Survivor.
Aww.
Pet peeves are laziness and low work ethic and people who are not organized. I just see her blowing up at somebody who's not working as hard as her. Like that kind of mentality, like, I'm working this hard. Everybody should be working as hard as me. Lazy asshole over there is drinking coconut water. That's what I'm seeing here.
I like that she was into softball.
That is, yes, softball is a fun sport.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
Mentioned that in the video. I am going to go with Simone because in her video, she very specifically said, I'm super standoffish.
Yes, that was like, my other one.
What the hell? You shouldn't admit that. Like, that makes you look like a prick, starters. And, like, that's, you know, people don't like that in this game at all.
Well, and she's also one of the people who was expecting to get by on her flirtiness and appearance. But if you're standoffish, I mean, you're going to flirt with like two people and piss off like eight.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm actually going to take Joe just because I don't like the look of his face. I look at Joe and I think that's a guy who's just kind of a jerk.
Hey, he looks like me.
Yeah, I don't like you either.
He's bald with a beard. He looks like, hey.
Bald with a beard in 2017, you don't say? So here we go. Here's one. So we have, thankfully, we're using Survivor Wiki as our source for a lot of this. And they have rules about hidden immunity idols. This will be another good bet here. So the rules for hidden immunity idols this season, it's got clues that are going to be etched onto a tree, which is kind of interesting because that means that legit everyone can see them. They're not hidden unless the tree is in fact just somewhere out in the middle of the island. In addition to that, before the marooning on the very first episode, there's going to be a super idol hidden underneath the supplies, and that is going to be such that you can only use it on that first the first tribal council. If your tribe wins, you have to somehow find a way to sneak it to the last to the losing tribe, is what it says. I don't know how that's going to work. That'll be really interesting. But this gives us an opportunity for a bet. Is that idol going to even matter?
Well, no. I'm wondering how sincere your effort has to be at sneaking it to the other tribe. If you just want to like fuck somebody over, do you just like in front of everybody just throw it at a person? And like hit them in the chest with it. Here, this is yours. Everybody vote for this motherfucker. That's the thing is I feel like some of this stuff will matter, but then the other hand, I worry that it's gonna come around at the wrong moment or matter in a way that doesn't matter directly, kinda like last season's Advantage Geddon, when every fucking person used theirs at once. Okay. And like you know, I mean, everybody used it the way maybe they were supposed to, but the result of having Suri get voted out.
Yeah, I think you may be mistaking something, because this can literally only be used on the first tribal council.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the first one.
Okay. Stupid.
Yeah, we're all in agreement then that it's not going
to
matter.
They haven't been around long enough to know that they're on the bottom by the first tribal.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be used. Even if the person who's holding it gets voted out, they're definitely not going to play it.
I thought you meant on the first tribe, like before they drop buffs and everything. But if it's literally the first tribal,
that's
what cares.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If you guys take no for 3 points, I will take yes for 5.
Okay,
I'll take a little bit of extra odds, right? I actually could see a scenario where it happens. Like, say it's the three of us, and I know Brian's going to get voted out, but I've got the idol somehow for some reason. I could give it to him, and then all of a sudden, Andy's going home.
I mean, that is true. That's the scenario in which it would matter, in that you know it's user to lose it. So there's no point in just holding onto it for yourself, other than have like a souvenir. say there is, like, if it's a physical thing, if they're not going to take it away, maybe you carry it around. Instead of having to build a fake idol and worry about whether or not it looks believable, you have a genuine item. So there could be a purpose in keeping it. I don't know. It depends on how they play it.
Yeah, that won't happen.
So possible? I don't know.
That won't happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either, because they're not going to have like good enough bonds by the third fucking day to be able to do that. Like, then you're going to, you know, target yourself. You're pissing everyone off that was going to vote that person out when there's a whole bunch of people left.
And odds are the person who gets the idol won't have a connection with the person who's going to get voted out, in which case you just sit on it, and then it's gone.
Can't be that many people, though, because there's only 6 people in each tribe.
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably going to be like 2 and 2 and 2, or 3 and 3.
Yeah, but still.
All right, cool beans. So we got our first, well, our second bet, don't we? Because that first one was the Deadpool. So we will move on to our third bet then, which is the drop your buffs.
Drop your buff.
That's what it's called. I remembered a thing.
I'm going to say I'm not going to go first. I went first the first one.
I'll go first on this one.
Brian. Okay. Yeah.
Just because I can. Fuck you all. I'm going to say actually week 3. Or
that's what I was
going to say. Well, too bad.
Of course you were. I was going to.
Brian. Remember. Remember, we were all wrong last season because it was like week 2.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, 5.
Bold move, I'll Cotton.
I'm going to take 4. I kind of feel like 4 is the wrong answer. Maybe 2 would probably, because I think Nick is right at 3.
So do I.
So if I'm gonna take the gamble, I could go with 4, but that feels safe. And the show, I mean, I know last season was game changers, but they've been trending more towards off the wall shit more recently anyway. So 4 seems way too tame. So I'm tempted to go with 2, even though it sounds fucking stupid. I'm tempted to go with 2 because of the chance that it might be. I'm going to go with 4. I think the bolder choice for them, honestly, would be to go into like episode 5.
Yeah, and then hopefully it's just one person left on one tribe.
Yeah, like if there's a tribe of like 2 people and you're doing if you do a 2v2v2 challenge, like it's do or die for the 2 of you. I think that would be more interesting to watch after the huge series of advantage stuff going on and all the shuffling from Game Changers. But you know, that's like when you're watching a movie and they hold a shot that little bit too long, maybe. I don't know.
You took us on a real journey with that answer. So 2 is your answer, or 6?
4. My answer is 4.
4. All right.
Let's not forget, last time they dropped their buffs like in week 2 and 3 and 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is 4 where it happens first. Unless we're all wrong, in which case it's the next one.
Okay. Do we have any? Did you guys think of any bets that we could do based off of their videos? Which, again, I did not watch because I don't care. I prefer to be surprised.
Wait a minute. I wanted to say something about the Deadpool bit. I feel like you should get a bonus if they are actually the first person voted out.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Not for that.
And do we want to do... Yeah, you know what? Last time we had 3 teams, we did a bet on which team would lose first. So let's do it again.
Okay. What do we call this one? Loser tribe.
Yeah. Brian goes first because he hasn't gone first for any of them.
All right.
He doesn't get to. He fucking won last season.
Whatever. I'm going to say the heroes because every time because they all look like they're fit. And every time it's like, oh, people are fit or different than them, and they always get their asses kicked.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with the tribal leaders, too. They all want to lead.
Yeah.
Nick, how about you go next?
Alrighty. I'm going to go Soko, the healers, just because I can. Yeah.
Stealing mine. I guess it leaves me with hustlers? Sure. Mostly because, I'm actually okay with hustlers because I feel like there's not going to be good tribe cohesion with the hustlers. I could be wrong. I mean, they're all hustlers, so maybe they're like, everybody's work ethic, kind of like, oh god, what was it?
I mean, you picked Lauren to go home first, so...
I guess. Who is it? Not Braun tribe. Blue collar tribe. Blue collar strong or something, whatever the hell they're saying was. It's like, they didn't actually like each other. They just...
They just worked really well together.
So maybe they'll happen for them hustlers. Maybe.
We shall see. All right, in that case, let's move on to our draft then. We'll keep this one pretty quick. All right, so okay. I got first.
Wait. Before we start the draft, I want to say something. So I actually just started watching the videos, and I only saw 10 of them. So there are 8 people I know absolutely nothing about. So I'm just going by their pictures. So this is going to be like when we do the hockey draft, and it's like halfway through, and I fucking remember that I need to go do it. But for each of the 10 people, I have a really quick synopsis about what I think about them. I want to go through. Uh-huh. So Allen is in the NFL. Obviously, he's not good because he talked about like 75 different teams he went to. Chrissy is going to be too focused on her job, just like the video game player last time, where like everything they say, they explain how it's their job. Rourke is going to be really bossy. Simone's going to be really standoffish. Uh-huh. Lauren thinks she's hot shit because she can fish. And the first time she starts crying because she's a single mother is going to piss me off.
Well, that won't happen because I think she's going to episode 1.
Patrick, I like him because he called himself a ginger.
Spawn of the devil.
Ashley, what kind of idiot is like, you know, I'm just going to decide to get a new job, and with absolutely no idea on how I'm going to start doing that, I'm going to quit the one I currently have. What a dumbass.
You know who does that, Brian?
Morons? A fucking
hustler.
Yeah. All right, Katrina, she said, my main thing is raising my kids. That doesn't make you special. Everyone who's a parent raises their kids. Even if they're shitty parents, they're still raising their kids. Anyway, Devin is clearly just a complete millennial douchebag. And Desi is all, I think she's going to be hot shit because of her physical therapy thing, and I'm quite sure Andy's picking her first because she's a hot, buff black woman. All right, I'm done.
I like how you know me so well and so poorly.
Well, you are a bad person. Anyway, I get first pick.
Yeah, actually, no, I want to clarify. Previous seasons, we've done a snake draft, and I went back and saw who we drafted and what the results were, and the overwhelming advantage went to the person who drafted second or last, when in fact it should be the person first because they lost the previous season. So instead of doing a snake draft, we're going to just repeat. So it's going to go Nick, Andy, Brian, Nick, Andy, Brian, Nick, Andy, Brian. We're not going to snake anymore because it did give an unfair advantage against the person who is going first. Because you go first and then sixth, and that sucks.
Sure, whatever. I'm okay with that.
Just in case. Throwing it out.
We're throwing darts at a board here. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, right?
I mean, my first pick is literally based on the fact that this person put a Mean Girls joke into her bio. All right? I mean, I don't give a shit. I'm taking Rourke. And again, specifically because when asked what 3 things would you have on the island, she said Caltine bars because butter isn't a carb. And now I'm all about that. So there.
I don't know what those are, but yeah.
You ever watch Mean Girls?
No.
Oh, that movie's brilliant and wonderful. You should watch it. The rest of her stuff, actually, you know, she seems good enough. She cites Courtney as one of her favorite players, and Courtney's one of my favorite players. She watches The Bachelor and follows... what is it? She says her hobby is falling into Bachelor social media black holes. I have never seen an episode of The Bachelor... or Bachelorette, but I literally listened to an entire podcast about this last season just because the people on it were so bug nuts insane. So, I don't know. I have a feeling if I'm going to identify with this person, I should probably take them on my team. So, Rourke.
Okay. I'm up next. I'm going to go with J.P. Hilsbeck. The firefighter out of Los Angeles. I like firefighters, and I feel like if you're a firefighter, you're both a leader, as you're a leader in the community, and you're a team player. You got a sense of service, a sense of togetherness. I'm down with JP Hilsebeck, especially because on the Heroes Tribe, everybody's going to want to be the leader. So I'm going to pick the person who's going to be okay being the follower.
Yeah, I was going to go with him at some point. I want to have somebody from that tribe, and he was the only one that really stoked anything within me.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I am going with Patrick because of the ones I watched. He is the only person who seemed like he understood the game when he said, "This is not a game of honesty."
Is Patrick? Okay. Yeah, going with the ginger. Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna write ginger in the notes.
Yeah. You could write Patrick.
Like, I appreciate that he's not doing the "I'm gonna play this game with integrity." No, that's stupid. You're not gonna win if you're doing that.
He also
understands you have to lie to people.
He's also the one who talked about the fact that he will burn really, really easily and will need to spend time not in the sun.
Right, and he was already burnt in the video, too.
Yeah, which I think doesn't fare well for his camp life stuff.
Hey, like, you know what?
You guys are going fishing? I'm going to stay here in the shelter.
Cochran was also a ginger who got burnt, and he won, so.
Yeah, but Cochran seemed smart from the start. Patrick seems okay. Nick, what do you got next?
Oh, I get a turn? Good job.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be taking Mike Zahulski. He is
motherfucker.
He is an archer. He watches Game of Thrones. And he's a urologist.
He's a literal doctor.
He's a literal doctor and he is a healer. So I don't know what the hell you were talking about earlier, saying that it didn't make sense that the doctor wasn't on the healer tribe.
No, he's on the... I said he was not on the heroes tribe.
Yeah, because there's literally a tribe called healers and doctors. I don't know if you know this. They don't use leeches anymore.
I think if you help my penis work again because you're a urologist, that makes you a hero.
Right? He's got a good point.
Sigh.
Most of the people, I'm sure 90% of the people who have been healed by Mike Zahulski think he's a hero. Just go.
My perspective. You disgust me. Just go.
But you took my pick. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Who else is here? Who else looks buff? I want just nothing but buff dudes on my tribe. Let's go with Cole Metters. He looks buff as hell.
The hard man tribe.
Metters. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for. He's a healer. He's buff. He's the wilderness therapy guide, which sounds great for being in the wilderness. I'm worried a little bit about cockiness being wilderness. I'm sensing a little bit of the what is his name? Always gets far and gets voted out every time anyway. Because
Russell?
Just so no. The don't vote me out because you're not going to be able to eat food. He was just on last season, not Oscar. Ozzy.
I've already forgotten the entire of last season. So
gives me shades of Ozzy, but I'm gonna go with it.
All right. I'm also going with buff because they don't get voted out for a long time because people are dumb. And every damn time, they're like, we need really strong people. And then all the strong people lose. But anyway, I'm going with Desi.
Ooh, you think you're stealing one from me.
Probably is.
So round two is all healers. That's interesting.
All right. I'm looking at two. I liked Simone based on her bio. And I like that she's a diversity advocate. That's cool.
It's interesting for our gameplay if you pick Simone as being your player and Brian has her going out first.
And one of her hobbies is complaining, and I like people who complain. But...
Do you like them as Survivor?
Yes. But there's also Ryan. And the thing about Ryan, I liked him a lot when I was reading his bio. And then I got to a part here that says his pet peeve is political correctness. And I wanted to shoot him into the sun. I hate it when people say, oh, I can't stand all this political correctness. Because that just means I want to be an a-hole. But people won't let me, so I kind of want to get rid of him. But here's the other side of the score. Who's your inspiration in life? New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning. His toughness is admirable, as he has never missed a game in his entire NFL career. He has a humble demeanor and always takes responsibility if the team loses. Even though he's won two Super Bowls, he is continually critiqued, yet always acts with grace and humility. Eli has honestly provided me with some of the best moments in my life, so take that for what it's worth. And I'm like, all right, anyone who has the gumption to say Eli Manning is their inspiration in life, I kind of want to have that person on my team at least week one. So I will take Ryan Ulrich.
Yeah. I have a feeling
that tonight's going to be a good night. Ryan... Tonight's going to be a good night. Mazel tov.
Ryan and Mike are the personalities, and I'm hoping that they go far in this game because they will be interesting to watch. Mike is an interesting person. His video is pretty entertaining.
Oh, good.
I was gonna try and grab him round three. I didn't think you'd actually like go for him earlier. I thought that you'd just get left behind because he is not a fit looking individual.
Trust me. I have an affinity for the people who are not. I have an affinity for the dad bod.
Yes. let's see. So I'm up next. I honestly wasn't going to go with Dizzy, but now at this point, I have a healer. I have a hero. I feel like I could use a hustler, but I don't like any of these. So I'm going to go with Alan Ball, NFL player, and have two heroes on my team.
All right.
I don't have any commentary for that one. I'm just going to take them.
I got a little bit of commentary because, you know, as soon as it said, oh, I'm an NFL player, I was like, well, are you really? So I checked his bio on Wikipedia, and actually, yeah, he was. He played 9 seasons total. One of them,
like
he was
7 different teams.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Most people in the NFL, they move around. No. You move around a lot. It's not like hockey. In the NFL,
the good ones don't. They keep them. They keep you if you're good.
No, they keep you if you're a star, you get the contract renewed.
If you're good enough to play on Survivor, you might get moved around. You don't have to be the best player to ever live to be on Survivor. But no, he did pretty well. I mean, he was a practice squad guy who ended up making the Cowboys and stuck with them for 3 seasons and was a starter for a couple and played a couple of different positions. So, yeah, no, he actually has credentials. It's not like that guy who was a punter.
Well, and moving 7 teams, I mean, that's 7 playbooks, 7 different teams you have to. I know they're all football players, and there's the same kind of jovial dynamic, but there's different locker room dynamics. Like, he has to get to know and befriend these people and work with them on a team on such a high level. There's something to be said about being an NFL journeyman, too, versus, like you're saying, like a punter or a quarterback, or like what was the guy who was a tight end for Oklahoma. The stupid lawyer guy.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
There's somebody said, like, Alan Ball didn't play football because it was fun. He didn't play football because he thought it was he was God's gift to football. He played football as a job, which I think is something people forget about with football players. For some, it's just a career. And if you do it, you do it. And that's something entirely different. So I'm interested to see what his career looks like in Survivor, too.
If you do it, you do it.
Yes.
All right, go, Brian.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Brian, you got a hustler and a healer. Are you going to get a hero here?
I am going to get a hero, and I'm going to pick one of the people I know nothing about just because I can.
Cool.
And there's actually only 2. I'm going to take Chrissy.
All right.
One of the two oldest people in the game. Actually, Andy, you got your wish. There's no older people in this season. Yeah, there's 2 46-year-olds and a 43-year-old, and everyone else is in their 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good season.
So you think. So you say.
You probably won't because of the stupid gimmick.
No.
They can't call it season 35 for Fiji 5.
The gimmick is silly, but you know what? Who cares? Like, it's all arbitrary anyway, so it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. I do wish we had more we could say about the season itself, but we really don't. Because this is no returning players, these are all new people, there's a lot of unknowns. So we can't really talk about what they've done in the past, unfortunately. But yeah, overall, I'm feeling pretty good about this season.
We've had the discussion in the past about how the gimmick doesn't matter because anybody ends up mixing together anyway. You know, and we're saying like weeks 3, 4, 5, they're going to drop their buffs and mix up the tribes. But I'm not feeling that way anymore. You've said that in the past, but I'm thinking back to like Braun Tribe Strong and Blue Collar and now I'm forgetting. I don't know, but the Millennials versus Gen X, they stick with their tribe afterwards stronger when there's a gimmick, I think, because they identify with it personally. Versus like, oh, I'm on the Soko tribe. Who the fuck? I don't have a personal identity with Soko tribe, but I might have a personal connection if you put me on the Millennial tribe. I'm probably not a Millennial, but I might connect to that much more and therefore make my bond to my original tribe stronger. And I would have to like find an analysis of that somewhere, but I feel like just that's what I've seen. So I know it shouldn't matter because week 3, 4, or 5 they're going to drop their buffs anyway. But maybe after that you go hero strong and some bullshit like that happens. I don't know. I feel like that anecdotally is something I believe in.
I think that makes sense, but that I don't see how the hell that's going to apply to this season. None of them are going to be like, yeah, I'm a hustler. You know, I'm going to stick with hustlers. Like, that's a couple ridiculous. Of
them, Lauren talks about how she's a hustler. Ryan talks about how he's a hustler. A lot of them do talk about that.
I don't think people like either creators of the show or the people they picked know what a hustler is. Hustler means you fuck people over, okay? That's what a hustler is. It doesn't mean you work hard for your job.
What are you going to call them? The try-hard team? Try-hard tribe?
Yeah, well, something like hustler. That's not... That's super negative. The other two are really positive things. That's so stupid. Also, like, this isn't, like, about, like, the people, though. They're being divided by their jobs, basically. Like, nobody's like, you know, you're in the same fucking thinly related kind of job that I am, so we're going to stick together. Like, you know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So who do you guys think are the best free agents left? From your analysis. I'll tell you right now, there's a poll on the Survivor Wiki page, which I think looking at it coincides with the Survivor subreddit that I visit. Rourke is the number one favorite. Second after that is Ryan. So the community believes that Nick is going to run away with this because he's got two of those.
The community's wrong all the time.
That's true. And then Simone's up there, which none of us picked Simone, and I don't see where that's coming from.
I hated her.
Yeah, me too. Chrissy's up there too, as is Cole. So for the most part, I think we've tended to pick people who are higher on this list. Desi, Chrissy, Cole, Allie? Which one's Allie?
Allie Elliott.
Oh, Allie Elliott.
Yeah.
Allie Elliott's up there, too. I guess Allie Elliott is a little desirable on here. What do you guys feel like if your player goes that week one, who are you going to look at?
Well, I was going to take Simone anyway. It was down to Simone and Ryan. Wait, yeah, it was my last pick was down to Simone and Ryan, so I am actually interested in her. Jessica is pretty fit. Like, take a look at the picture that they have of her. She's got definition and muscles and stuff. So I think she could, and she is a nurse practitioner. So I have a feeling that she can get along well with folks and likes the outdoors. So she could be really good. I've never seen her speak, so she could be a total bad person. I don't know. She's from Kentucky. There's a good chance that she voted for Trump. Likewise, on that train, there's Ben Dreibergen.
Yes.
He's a Marine. Former Marine, obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to be doing this. That gives him a certain set of skills, and so he could make it pretty far, too. But we'll have to see.
Did you just say he's Liam Neeson?
I did.
Certain set of skills. I kind of liked Katrina, who I think is the oldest person on the season, which really betrays my my thoughts on age and Survivor, but she seems outdoorsy. She seems healery, and that she's at peace with herself, even though she's on the hero tribe, which is a little weird, I think. But I feel like she's the just kind of let it flow kind of person a little bit. Except her pet peeve listed is whiners, and we all know after a week of no food, everybody sounds like they're whining, so yeah, I don't know how this means.
But also, almost everyone wrote whiners or complainers as their number one peeve.
It's especially on Heroes and Hustler stripes.
I feel like she doesn't get it. Like, she's not going to know who she fits in with. Because what she said was like, I'm unique. I can be a nerd or a hermit. I'm like, what the hell's unique about being a nerd or a hermit?
Yeah, most of us are unique. Both.
Lots of people are those. Yeah, right?
I can fit in with the geeks in the basement.
Let me ask you guys something.
My fear is that she's a Debbie type.
Oh, God. Let me ask you guys something. When did the terms geek and nerd switch what they mean? When the hell did that happen? It used to be nerd meant like a person who's into like comic books and video games and sci-fi, and a geek was like a tech person. At some point in the last decade, they switched. When the hell did that happen?
October 1st, 1998.
Okay.
No, I'm just making up a date.
Decade, but okay.
When did Chuck premiere? Because in Best Buy, you have the Geek Squad, but on Chuck, at the Buy More, you have Nerd Herd. And they use the phrases interchangeably, but like you're saying, swap the meaning from what you traditionally would think. So maybe it was the day that Chuck premiered.
Right? I mean, you know, because now there's Night of the Living Geeks and Geek and Sundry, and those are what used to be nerdy things.
Yeah, but Nerd and Sundry doesn't sound good.
Nerdist Industries. Yeah.
Well, see.
Nerdette Podcast. All right, are we basically... have we run out of things to say?
When silence just falls upon the microphone, yes. I think so.
All right. I will say there is one other person who could be a wild card. Devin looks like he is in shape. And he's seems like a goofball from his picture. Seems like an a-hole because, you know, he's a surfer from Solano Beach. But... you know, people like goofballs.
Absolutely looks like a goofball.
Yeah, I don't know. So he could go far. All right. Anyways, we will see you guys. No, shut up. I'm ending this now.
Fine.
I'm pulling the plug. I'm pulling the ripcord. We are, our balloon is shooting into the sky. A plane is passing by. It's going to hook us. We are going to be airlifted out of here.
You're taking longer to do the outro than I could have just said the thing.
I could have just hit end. All right, anyway, we will see everyone next week because it premieres on the 27th, right? So yes, we will see everyone next week. We're gonna have our usual recording schedule, so we will record on Thursdays, post on Fridays, and everything's gonna be wonderful and great, and we love you all.
Hey, should we make a bet about who misses the most episodes this season?